Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Anna Palmer. There was a whirlwind of news overnight on the status of Republicans' efforts to repeal Obamacare. Here's where things stand. Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Jerry Moran of Kansas both publicly came out last night that they would oppose the Republican plan that had been waiting in limbo due to Senator John McCain's health. Josh Dossie has a piece up about how President Trump was caught completely off guard by the two lawmakers' statements. He was hosting a dinner party with senators, urging them to pass an Obamacare repeal last night.
Where was the president the last few days? At his golf course in New Jersey, watching the U.S. Women's Open. Yes, he made phone calls. Yes, he had a strategy dinner last night. Yes, his legislative affairs team was working over members of Congress. But winning in Washington takes a full court press, not a passive push. Tara Palmieri scooped that Trump said last night at a dinner Republicans would look like dopes if they couldn't repeal and replace Obamacare. Newsflash, the president is the top Republican and the leader of his party. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is quickly shifting his strategy. Burgess Everett and Jen Habercorn report on his plan B, which is to hold a vote in the coming days to take up the House-passed repeal and replace bill and call up an amendment to eliminate parts of Obamacare, such as Medicaid expansion and insurance subsidies. Republicans passed a similar bill to effectively repeal Obamacare in 2015, but the president then vetoed it. Still, there is some doubt that McConnell could find the 50 votes necessary to pass the bill. The 2015 vote was viewed as mostly symbolic given Obama's certain veto.
Here's a quick status update on the president's agenda, and it's not looking good. Healthcare is dead for now, stalled with what we would call an uncertain future. There's no true signs of life around an infrastructure package. Even low-hanging fruit like privatizing the FAA is facing an uphill battle. Tax reform is also looking very uncertain. While the appropriations process has started, not a single bill has passed either chamber, and there is no plan to lift the nation's borrowing limit.
Trump certainly likes to talk about how he signed more bills than any president ever. He hasn't, according to the New York Times' Mike Scheer and Karen Yorish. The two report that, in fact, as he approaches 6 months in office, Trump is slightly behind the pace of the past six presidents. The Wall Street Journal editorial board also has a piece on Trump and the truth. Their argument is the best defense against future revelations is radical transparency from the White House.
There's a pair of stories focused on Foggy Bottom this morning that are worth a look. The New York Times is reporting that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has hired two consulting firms, Deloitte and Insignium, to help oversee the reorganization of the agency. And Foreign Policy has a piece on how Tillerson is shuttering the State Department's War Crimes Office. And while a lot of focus will be on the partisan divide on healthcare and internal GOP dynamics this week, Sungmin Kim reports that McConnell is going to bring up Trump FBI nominee Christopher Wray before the August recess. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.